This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeastern United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says it's unclear exactly what path it's going to take, but it is pretty clear that it's going to affect Florida for sure.
You know, you should assume you're going to lose power. If you're in an area that flooded during Hurricane Irma and you're impacted by this, you should assume that you're going to see flooding again after this storm and be prepared for potentially a multi-day event.
The storm expected to be a powerful Category 3, maybe even Category 4, when it hits Florida sometime late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. A one-year-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in North Carolina. It's the 37th time this year that a child in America has died of heat exhaustion in a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 15% tariff set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports on Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. The goods include clothing, TVs, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in the price right away, though, because several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs taking effect. Chicago's in a financial crisis, Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying during last night's State of the City address. The city has about an $838 million deficit in 2020.
And if $838 million sounds like it's big, it's because it is. It's the largest in our recent history.
Millions of Americans traveling for the Labor Day weekend, with experts saying starting today about 17.5 million will be flying, up almost 4% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A New York man is facing 8 years behind bars after pleading guilty to charges related to a possible terrorist plot. The FBI arresting the 21-year-old man in Montana after he rented a rifle at a shooting range, and they say he then told several people online he wanted to go overseas and fight for ISIS, also expressing a desire to attack targets in the U.S., gay nightclubs, a federal building, and an army recruiting center. He later lied to an FBI agent about ever making the claims. He's pleaded guilty to charges of making false statements to the FBI involving international terrorism. He'll be sentenced for that in December, and prosecutors say more charges could be coming. Apple is making it easier to get the iPhone and other electronics fixed. The company is going to let more independent third-party repair shops use the same tools it gives authorized service providers. The program only available for now in the United States. And talk about a shell game. A Pennsylvania man's going to prison for trafficking in protected turtles. The Department of Justice says 64-year-old David Summers poached thousands of diamondback terrapins and their eggs in New Jersey and illegally sold them between 2011 and 2017. He's been sentenced to 6 months in jail and must pay $250,000 in restitution. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Back with us. It's been a long time coming. We reconnected while I was in Hawaii, and good to have Jason Jones back on with us. It's been too long. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Aloha, Bill. And it's great to be on your show. I'm doing well.
Hey, doing terrific. Jason's a contributor to the stream as well as a film producer, author, activist, and human rights actor. And Jason, I want to talk about your recent column at thestream.org. Dear leftists, don't start a civil war you can't finish, huh?
Yeah, well, I thought this column would get me depersoned from all social media simply because I simply responded to Obama whisperer Dave Axelrod's absurd tweet where he basically dog-whistled violence and civil war if the president, President Trump, tried to fill a vacant vacancy on the Supreme Court. And I couldn't believe that you could... We're so used to the left saying crazy things that David Axelrod made this tweet and no one even noticed.
Exactly. Well, you got to know their heads are going to explode, especially as we get close to the final year of his first term. And then we start having visions of Merrick Garland all over again. And, of course, what we went through, especially with the Kavanaugh hearings, as, you know, again, deeply reported on by Carrie Severino and Molly Hemingway, which is an outstanding book, Justice on Trial. And it's amazing that Kavanaugh remains on trial, but Blasley Ford was able to kind of drop a bomb and exit stage left. And, you know, there's really no finalization to what she said because you can come in and turn everything upside down and not really be cross-examined or challenged. And the senators overall, I mean, by a slim majority, didn't believe her story and didn't believe it was credible enough to disqualify Justice Kavanaugh.
No, yeah, this next nominee, I pray, was, you know, immaculately conceived and has no sins in their past because they're going to dig around, and if they can't find anything, like with Kavanaugh, they're going to make stuff up. And pray God that Kavanaugh was such a strange young man that he kept detailed records of his life from the eighth grade on.
Like, I mean,
that's the grace of God right there. I don't know how many eighth graders keep detailed calendars.
I remember having a bit of a journal, but nothing to the degree that Kavanaugh did. I mean, keeping calendars. Oh, yeah, by the way, here's these. I mean, wow, that was amazing. And it, like you said, by the grace of God, it really demonstrated and exposed the left. But this has been the season, Jason, as you and I have discussed before, is Donald Trump has been, you know, quite an agent for exposure. And he's exposing the corruption all the way around. But I'll tell you, for all that we went through with Kavanaugh, you got to know if something happens with, you know, there's consideration that RBG might reluctantly have to take an early exit. And if that happens and Trump gets a chance to nominate another Supreme Court justice, God only knows what we're going to have to experience for the next nominee.
No, and right. And the purpose of my article was for conservatives to understand we need to double down, not give an inch, that we are going to, you know, the president will nominate someone and we're going to fight for that nominee because, and there are conservatives and libertarians out there that just, they don't, when they hear the word abortion, they just wish that it didn't exist. But you know what? It does exist. And it is a brutal attack on the founding principle of this country. So it's, you know, when you have 93% of Democrats who support protecting a child that's born alive that survives an abortion, when you have 67% of Democrats in a Marist poll support banning partial birth abortion, yet you have an establishment and you have a Democrat Party that fights for the most extreme positions on abortion, you have to ask yourself what they're thinking. This is a battle we will win. We've won with the American people. I don't know if you saw this. Dave Chappelle is the world.
I did see this. Mind. Yeah.
You know, Dave Chappelle, these artists came out and signed a petition saying that, you know, that they oppose pro-life legislation. Yet when you listen to the words of their songs, when they sing about their abortions, or when comedians like Dave Chappelle do skits on abortion, the truth comes out. Abortion is brutal. It is destructive to women. And Dave Chappelle, as he says in his latest special, that we're wrong on abortion. America's been wrong on abortion. Mm-hmm. That's the point. So, yeah, we need to be prepared. But, you know, I really believe that there have been three brutal denials of the founding principle of our country: slavery, segregation, and abortion, because they deny the truth that every human person is endowed by God with inalienable rights. And the governments exist to protect the person from violence. And so abortion, at the very heart of it, is a denial of our founding principle. Our republic will not survive another 40 years of Roe v. Wade. We couldn't have lasted much longer with the slavery regime or with segregation. Why? Because it undermined the very foundation of our republic, that Declaration principle. And that's what Abraham Lincoln said is the golden apple. He said our Constitution, it's a frame, but the work of art is the principle that every human being has inalienable rights. So we're the only country that's been founded on an anthropology. We're the only country that's been founded on a vision of the human person, not on the identity of a tribe or a class, but on this idea that every human being has beauty and worth. Abortion denies that. This next Supreme Court battle is going to be over the nature and dignity of the human person, the nature of our form of government. And so, you know, but I think that that David Axelrod and his gang, they have more bark than bite. And when they see that we as conservatives aren't going to buckle, they're not going to fight. The problem is too many blue check conservatives are willing to try to buckle and at the first chance they get, turn on our president.
Well, David Axelrod and most of them are a bunch of cowards anyway, because who are they relying on to do their bidding? They're not out there in the street with Antifa. You know, they send out Antifa. They send these warriors, you know, these wannabe warriors out there. And they're about ready to meet their match, I believe, if not just on the basis of ideas. Because just like abortion, Jason, as you and I discussed, a while ago, you know, this is an organic movement right now. Women experientially, after Roe v. Wade since 1973, have realize the hard fact that it is not just a bunch of excess nebulous skin tissue that doesn't matter, that there is life tied to that, and that life is directly tied to God. And the reason that we are experiencing the things that we're experiencing today, the dismemberment of our, you know, of our family units, grounding principles, foundational moral principles, the reason that they're eroding is because we've turned our back as a nation on God. We've been blessed by God from day one to come up with this idea. Our founding fathers realized it. They were in awe because they realized they weren't that smart, you know, collectively, to come up with something so brilliant. And all they could do, even Benjamin Franklin, who was noted to be, if you want to say, the least religious of all the founding fathers, had to agree that this was more than magnificent.
Now, when you read the Federalist Papers, why every 8th grader, 9th grader, 10th grader in America should own a copy of the Federalist Papers. When you read the letters and the founding documents and the prayers, you can see just this overwhelming grace from God. You know, but that is the one thing the founding fathers, I think, got wrong. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. The West,
Jason, excuse me. We got to hit a pause button real quick. We got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is sponsored by Agilent. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are long-lived, man-made chemicals with unique properties that make them useful in products such as grease-proof food packaging, non-stick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. But PFAS chemicals do not break down and have accumulated in the environment, making them potentially harmful to humans. They're in our drinking water, food, soil, and living organisms such as fish and livestock. There is evidence that continued exposure above specific levels to certain PFAS can lead to adverse health conditions. Dr. Tarun Animal, Global Environment Market Manager at Agilent.
Agilent is a leading provider of complete PFAS measurement solutions used by scientists around the world to accurately measure and identify PFAS in water. This is a critical step for estimating human exposure and potential risk.
Agilent is committed to helping scientists create a safer and healthier environment. For more, visit agilent.com/newsroom.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Jason Jones continues with us, senior commentary writer for the stream. You can go to stream.org for all the details. Jason, as you were saying before, and I want you to pick up, because we had to go to hard break there, on your statement, regarding our founding fathers, and that, maybe, and it's interesting to hear your point here, that quite possibly there was either a lack of revelation or maybe a lack of conviction. And your point's interesting, so I want to hear it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the one thing that our founding fathers didn't understand, because they were immersed in Western civilization, Christian culture, this idea that the dignity of the human person is self-evident. Well, no doubt to us in Christian culture, the inviolable beauty and dignity of the human person is self-evident. But the reason why we have the gospel, the good news, it was good news to people that didn't understand the dignity of the human person. And so our idea, our vision, the way we see the human person was informed by Christian revelation, by this idea that God became man, that man was made in God's image. But that's something that all of us in the West, from the left to the right, I think we still do hold on to. I was an Ayn Rand atheist objectivist, until my late 20s, which is embarrassing to say. But I remember as I was grappling with trying to understand the source of what Ayn Rand, this atheist philosopher, said, right, the self-evident axiomatic dignity of the human person, I came to see that what Ayn Rand missed growing up in Russia and in the United States was that her vision of the human person, although she was an atheist and Jewish, was informed by Christian revelation. And so it was Christian anthropology that she was celebrating in all of her right. But this is why we've come to crunch time on the abortion issue. It is either the abortion regime will fall in the next decade or so, or our republic will fall. And so this next Supreme Court struggle, this battle, is really the battle before the fall. Is it before the fall of Roe? Or is it before the fall of our republic? Because you cannot have our nation state cannot rest on this idea, on this anthropology of the incomparable thing, the human person. Well, there are millions of abortions every year. We could have continued much longer with slavery because we're denying our very foundation.
Yeah, for that exact same reason.
Yes. Right? Yes, it's always really revolved around the African American. If you think about this, slavery and segregation denied was a brutal denial of the dignity of the African-American, that they weren't persons. Then Planned Parenthood, which was a racist eugenist campaign, that came out of this gross sort of Darwinian idea in the early 19th century, the late 19th century and early 20th century, this racist eugenics. And then the Supreme Court reaches into the 14th Amendment, the amendment that recognized that slaves were citizens, that they were persons. They reached into the 14th Amendment to find a right to abortion, which is unbelievable. It's so
disgusting. Is that amazing? Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Yeah, and I've never really, I always try to remind that to people. I'm like, I never thought of that. But they,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And so I can't help but think it was a court that was packed with eugenicists, that they were winking, that it was a wink.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's, and then now that we have, 80% of Planned Parenthood are in African-American community. So it's really
right,
the
exactly.
Not.
Mm-hmm. And how many African Americans have been aborted, as best we can tell? What, about 40%? Hispanics, 25%? I mean, the minorities have been targeted here, and those numbers, as best we can tell, you've got to say are mostly undeniable. I mean, they're right there in your face, and this is a case, perfect case in point here.
Yeah, that's right. So every generation of Americans has their battle. Our grandparents, my grandfather was at Normandy, and my other grandfather fought across the Pacific. Every generation of Americans has its battle. Ours is much more subtle. It's this, we need to work through our political processes. We need to work. I make movies like Bella and Crescendo, is to work through the culture,
yes,
to celebrate this vision of the human person. And so for someone like David Axelrod to tweet out that this will rip America apart, if those of us, most of Americans, the vast majority of Americans believe in, and restrictions on abortions, that we have no right to work through this beautiful process to affect change. We recognize abortion is the destruction of an innocent human person, but we don't deny our Constitution. We don't deny the processes that have been given to us, the beautiful blessings of liberty. We've worked through them with patience and diligence for over 40 years. But now David Axelrod is going to tell us, yeah, no, you don't have a voice. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's unacceptable.
Well, you know, and going back to what you were mentioning earlier in terms of the targeting of blacks, I mean, keep in mind that almost the crowning element of all this was the election of a black president. Kind of amazing when you think of it in its totality, isn't it?
You know, it really is amazing. And then when you look back at the sorrowful truth about President Obama, that the one issue that he seemed to have the strongest convictions on was abortion, even going back to his... Like, what was this man's obsession, fascination with abortion, even in the most extreme moments? I mean, I think they saw him as the anointed one when he was in Illinois, in the state senate, working to block efforts to protect children that were born alive. And it wasn't
yes.
until Obama was elected to the United States Senate that in Illinois they were able to get the Born Alive Protection Act through the Senate into the governor's desk and banned. So here you had the first black president who, you know, was raised in my home state of Hawaii, went to the most prestigious prep school on the island of Oahu, Punahou, but it was this man who, you know, was carrying Margaret Sanger's agenda right into the White House.
Amazing.
In a way,
amazing.
Bill Clinton didn't, you know.
Yeah. Well, as we come down to the last 3 minutes, I did want to get your insight or comment on Alyssa Milano's statement when she said, and it's out there, I mean, this has really been a shock, she boldly declares, "My life would lack its great joys if I hadn't aborted two children."
It's interesting she called them children. It's unbelievable. You know, I became a father at 18, and I had my son at 18, my daughter at 19. And I often look at my life and the trajectory that I was taking as a young man, the wild, broken young man, and I know that my life would have no joy if not for my children. I think she doesn't know what joy is. As someone who works in the entertainment industry, and I work around the biggest celebrities, unfortunately, so many of them are trapped in this bubble, this cave, this dark cave that I don't think she knows what joy is. I think random, disconnected pleasure she may mistake for joy. And I think she's probably a very, very sad person. And that's the reality of it all, that at least in ancient times, when they sacrificed their children to Baal, they knew they were sacrificing their children to the god of wealth and pleasure. She may not have her career success, which I don't think she's had much career success, really. But she would have had her career success and the wealth that she has. But you know, career success and wealth is not joy. That's not living a beautiful life. And if somebody became a father at 18, and my mother had me when she was a teenager, when she was 16, I know that that's where joy is. That's where happiness is. I remember, Bill, when I was a young father, pushing my child in a stroller, coming to a family event, and certain relatives would look at me with sorrow in their eyes, like, poor Jason, this teen father. And those same relatives now that are in my life, that are in their 50s and 60s, who never had children. You know, I remember as a young man thinking, one day I'm going to put it in their face, like, when they don't have kids. But now, of course, I don't think that, but I see them at family parties and events, and I just pity them. And they've never had children. They've never known joy. And friend of mine is a celebrity and a famous actress, just had a kid. And she called me and she said, "Jason, I have never known joy like this." This was her exact quote. "I've never known joy like this before. I felt like this is what I was made for." And if you think of Lauryn Hill's song, "To Zion," you know, number one African-American Grammy Award, female artist of all time, and her song, "To Zion," she wrote about her struggle, whether or not she was going to abort her child, and then she chose life. And what is her line? "I never knew love like this before. There is no joy like standing in Zion's door." And Zion is her baby boy.
Exactly.
So that's my response to Milano's quote about joy. She doesn't know what joy is.
Well, sadly. And maybe one day, by God's grace, she may discover really what joy is all about. That would be our prayer for her. Jason Jones on Bill Martinez Live. He is a senior editor and contributor, not senior editor, but I should say a senior contributor to The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information. Jason, as always, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Aloha, brother. Fresh and independent. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeastern United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says it's unclear exactly what path it's going to take, but it is pretty clear that it's going to affect Florida for sure.
You know, you should assume you're going to lose power. If you're in an area that flooded during Hurricane Irma and you're impacted by this, you should assume that you're going to see flooding again after this storm and be prepared for potentially a multi-day event.
The storm expected to be a powerful Category 3, maybe even Category 4, when it hits Florida sometime late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. A one-year-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in North Carolina. It's the 37th time this year that a child in America has died of heat exhaustion in a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. In case you missed the announcement earlier, we've got free tickets. Yes, for the movie Overcomer, a must-see movie. I say load up everybody from church on the bus, your family, your friends. It is an outstanding movie from the Kendrick Brothers. They've done it again. Their third A-plus cinematic score. That's how good it is. Their per average theater last weekend was number 2 overall. I think they came in about 4th or 5th as far as the rest of the rankings, but for a faith-based movie, this is outstanding. You are going to enjoy it. The family will love it. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to be encouraged again to appreciate your identity and God and what it's all about. So free tickets for you. All you got to do is, send me an email, and that should be enough, because we're going to have to get them distributed by email to you, and so we can get them in your hands right away. So tell me that you want to put in the hopper in order to make it fair, because we're all over the country here, is get your email into me right away. We put it in the hopper. Tell me, Bill, put my name in the hopper. Pull my name out, and look at winner, 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 chicken dinner. You got a pair of tickets to go and enjoy this outstanding movie with our compliments and the Kendrick Brothers as well. Matt Philbin joins us now, managing editor for MRC Culture. Matt, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you with us. Boy, here we go from talking about a movie like Overcomer, and now we've got to delve into MTV's the Video Awards this past week. You know, hey, look, it's where our culture is right now, and we have to keep an eye on it and keep our thumb on the pulse of what's happening in the culture, because like it or not, it's what's influencing our kids.
Sadly, that's absolutely true. These are important cultural events to basically what we called in the last administration the low information voters. This is the opportunity. You know, they take these award shows, the entertainment left takes these award shows and uses them as an opportunity to spread their orthodoxy, basically to kids who, or other people who are only marginally aware of politics. But,
if at all.
And it's a terrific opportunity to sort of indoctrinate them. You had Taylor Swift come out and with her huge LGBT propaganda set piece number that basically tells Christians to get over themselves. The name of the song is "You Need to Calm Down." And so it's essentially a celebration of all things gay. And, this is what kids pick up. Then, of course, she goes on to, when she picks up her award, she's telling the kids that, petition on change.org that, basically demanding equality in all things or whatever it's demanding. So, it's a big propaganda night, and it's a very, as far as we can tell, successful propaganda night, judging by all the applause and, the sort of rapture that, the news media goes in whenever a star gets political and, takes up a cause they approve of.
Right. Well, you know, the ironic thing of this, or at least, the misguided aspect of this is that, it's not about Christians getting over themselves. I mean, her contention is with God. I mean, this is the way God designed it. God said, man and woman, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, that's who you're dealing with. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe. I mean, this is a free country, and we choose to believe the word of God and what God said from his mouth, to our ears, so to speak. And if you want to go against God, that's your choice. As Christians, we pray for you and hope that you don't have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists. But that may be what has to happen here and continues to go on because look what's happening in the LGBTQ community. Yes, you are weaponizing the culture to come up against and, prove that there's, equality or prove, something that, you're not gonna prove to people what is against nature. And, has been, a tradition for thousands of years. Right now, you may feel culturally you have this opportunity to turn the tide, but what's happening is people are just saying, look, you know what, I don't want to get into that fight. That's not my fight. And I don't have a dog here in that fight. So, if you want to go ahead and beat the wind, go ahead and do that. We are going to take a stand, people of faith, when you want to have women in drag, or anybody in drag for that matter, it's not just women, in drag coming in, and offering story time at our local libraries. We're going to take exception to that. We're going to take exception to, to curriculum in our schools that are indoctrinating our kids that are, inherently wrong, that are based on theory. And, this is what this all comes down to, doesn't it, Matt? I mean, where's the evidence of fact to support their position?
Oh, there is none. This argument with biology that they're in is not going to end well for them. I think it's going to be, it's got to be morally wounding. It's got to be, in the end, psychologically wounding. And in the end, I think there are going to be a whole lot of, sadly, very broken people out there who bought into this stuff. You know, that's the problem.
People are committing suicide, Matt.
Right.
They're committing suicide over this. So is that beneficial? I mean, but we don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about whatever freedoms that they want to claim to and turn the culture up on its head. And when we know historically, empirical evidence, when you look at what is the downfall of empires in the past, one of the consistent aspects of the downfall of empires has been a very loose evaluation of morality and participation in homosexuality.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there are studies out there that show that, you know, this increase in sort of the number of young people who identify as trans, it's really being driven by pop culture. It's being driven by, it's a fad, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
A popular cause right now. So any
kind
kid,
of a phase, yeah.
Right. Any kid who, you know, and kids, adolescents are, you know, by nature messed up. They get feeling like they don't belong, or they get feeling like, you know, they're different from everybody else. Usually it passes, and
yes.
But if they're being encouraged to look at themselves and maybe say, well, maybe I'm trapped in a different body than I should be, you know, you're going to do damage, especially when people won't put the brakes on and say, whoa, wait a minute, this is not normal. This is something to take very seriously and something that we shouldn't just encourage.
But to your point, Matt, though, the kids are finding this out. You know, there is current polling out now saying that millennials, you know, basically, you know, experience defines preference. They realize that there is a natural order of things. And what are millennials doing? They're choosing the natural, regardless of what, you know, Taylor Swift or others would want to, you know, convince them of differently when they say, you know what, this isn't for me. Or like one gal I saw on a YouTube video, or it was a YouTube video or some other video, she was upset because she's still has a male body beneath, and she's upset that guys don't want to date her because, you know, she's packing, so to speak. I mean, well, you know, the irony of it all, again, they're choosing, you know, these young kids are not as dumb as you think, Taylor Swift and others out there. They got this figured out. You know, experience defines preference, and they prefer, you know, male and female the way God designed us. Go figure. Matt Philbin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Matt, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Big treat for you. I've been telling you about him. He's with us here now, live. Stephen Kendrick joins us, and we're going to be talking about his brand-new movie. Stephen, how you doing? People want to know, are you still out there running every day, still practicing now the movie's over?
I'm wearing my running shoes right now, but to be honest, I've been sitting on the couch on a chair.
Well, you're running from one, yeah, you're running from one interview to the next, and I really appreciate your time. But I got to tell you, you guys, the team have hit a home run with Overcomer. You're causing brain damage for the people that loved War Room. Said, look at War Room was their favorite, and now Overcomer is, boy, it is really, it's a tough one there now.
Man, we're so excited about this film. We prayed over it as we were going into writing it, and the message of identity is resonating deeply with people. We're getting messages from around the world. Somebody just sent us an email from Australia talking about somebody dealing with depression and suicide and then going to see the film and just breaking down and having a huge breakthrough in their lives. This is a family-friendly movie. I mean, elementary school kids are enjoying this movie. I mean, senior adults, any age, they're resonating with it. But we love that the message of identity is hitting them hard in a good way, mm-hmm. and that people are going, after they see the film, they're taking back, you know, friends, family, other people, and they're going to rewatching it again, which is very encouraging.
Well, we know how important opening week is, and you had a great week. Your average per screen puts you number 2 in the week of all the movie offerings that were out there. Forget about Rotten Tomatoes. They're rotten. And the score, we didn't expect them to get too excited about it. But the cinematic score, A+. I mean, what does that tell you? The audience response is just confirming what you just shared with us.
Well, I'm very proud of my brother Alex. That's his third A+ cinema score as a director. He's an incredible storyteller, And if you get an A-plus cinema score, it just basically means they pulled a ton of theaters and had people rate the film when they walked out. It's very hard to get an A-plus, but it's funny going to Rotten Tomatoes because it shows that the 99% audience rating says that that they're loving the film and that they're our target audience, but it also shows that film reviewers and critics are not our target audience because they have
exactly.
So much to do with Overcomer.
Well, they probably still don't know who they are or whose they are or who they could be. If they
right.
did, I'm sure in their hearts it would be a different score altogether. Stephen, you mentioned earlier you and your brother and the team, you know, prayed about this movie, but you do this about every one of your projects. And it's clear with the way your writing has evolved, you know, from one story to the next and one movie to the next, that, you know, you must feel at times that you are in the actual throne room of God because of the revelation that you share with us through these movies.
Well, we will pray for months. We grew up in a praying home and saw incredible, miraculous answers to prayer in our parents' lives. We're attending a praying church, and we can just tell a big difference when we pray and when we don't. You know, before we solve a problem, before we try to tackle something new, before we are working on a production schedule, you know, we will pray first, and we can tell that God responds. And with this film, I was asking God for direction for me and my family, and the Lord led us to adopt a baby girl from China, and we watched her go from being an unwanted burden in a communist country to being this welcome blessing in our home that is loved and has all the education and medical support that she needs, because she was born with a heart condition. And but we saw an identity change completely transform in her life. At the same time, my brother Alex is coaching all six of his kids to state championship wins in cross country. And he starts getting these storyline ideas, and he gets this brilliant idea that is in now the last part of the movie Overcomer of what happens in that state championship race and how the girl is being coached. And we really interwove together what I was learning about identity from the scriptures and from our adoption with what he was learning through the cross country. And so there's the last, you know, third of this film is a very inspiring edge of your seat state championship race.
Exactly.
In the movie. But people are laughing, you know, they're tearing up in the theater. And we're hopefully we're leaving them with a message of faith, hope, and love.
I can tell you, you definitely do that. You've accomplished that mission, and you've taken us on quite the ride. As you say, we laugh, we relate, we're inspired, we're challenged. I love that one line that you brought out in the movie, without giving it away, ladies and gentlemen, but it is something in Christian circles we say so casually when we say to somebody, I'll be praying for you. And there is a point in the movie where the question is, did you pray for me?
Right. That's right. There's a man in the hospital who's struggling with diabetes. He's blind from diabetes. And the coach, who is a believer, and he would call himself a Christian, says, oh, yeah, I'm going to be praying for you. And later on, the guy says, what did you pray for me? And he's kind of caught off guard because he has to be honest and say, no, I didn't really do it. And he's really called out for his hypocrisy because all of us can fall into that.
We were all called out for our hypocrisy because we so casually say we're going to pray for somebody. And, you know, this was good, you know, to be able to have that point of honesty. But this is what our Christian faith allows us to do, is to be honest, even. And, you know, the Holy Spirit uses those points of honesty where we can alter our lives and our trajectory. You know, there's one thing that we were reading about here recently about you and your brother, about the talent, you know, and the people that are in your movies and the strict standards you hold to. My wife reminded me of this, and she passed this note on me. She says, ask him about his standard for hiring actors. If you have a chance, can you explain that to our audience?
Sure. Well, it's very important to us that the people who are going to be representing the gospel or a message of a film, that they believe in that message themselves. And then they don't walk out, you know, after the credits roll saying, you know, I don't even believe in any of that stuff. And we've seen that happen multiple times with Christian films, that the actor is undermining the purpose of the film through their own poor example, or, you know, and we're not looking for perfect people, but it's important to us that people are a conduit of the Holy Spirit, and especially if they're going to be representing the Lord. And so one of the questions we will ask people is, and we're talking about those key influential positions. We're not talking about, you know, a guy who's holding a sandbag in the background or something, but key influential positions, the people that are given platforms that the movie is given, we will ask them, you know, first about, you know, are you okay with being in a Christian film? And usually with just that question, you can tell how they respond if they know the Lord and what they think about him. But secondly, we will say, is there anything in your life that would cause God to take his hand of blessing off this movie if we put you in it and give you this position? And when we asked Kirk Cameron that on Fireproof in the audition, you know, he's used to being, you know, well-known and popular, and he's a fantastic guy. He does love the Lord. But he looked at us, and he's like, nobody has ever asked me that before in any kind of casting session. Because for us, we know, we've seen it happen again and again. When a person is surrendered to the Lord, that God can enable them by his grace and through his Spirit to act beyond their own ability and to represent him well on screen. And, I mean, there's a gospel presentation scene that is in the middle of Overcomer. And Priscilla Shire, who loves Jesus with all her heart, after she did the scene, we shot it the way it was written, and she did an amazing job. And then Alex looked at her and said, okay, Priscilla, just throw up the script. There's a 15-year-old girl sitting in front of you. He said, we're going to roll the cameras. I want you to lead her to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And that's what's in the film. When you see it, you see that sincere faith coming out of an actress who loves the Lord and has seen God transform people's lives. And so it is so important for us. I mean, here's case in point. We have a text thread right now with all the key actors, with Cameron Arnett, who plays Thomas, with Priscilla Shire, Sherry Rigby, Aaron Wright Thompson, who plays Hannah in the film, Jack Sterner, who plays the son. All of them are on a text thread group together. And today they started texting, why don't we start meeting and calling each other and fasting and praying together and asking God to use this film? And they did that on their own. And all of them were like, we're on board. Like, you know, let's do this. How can we do this?
Yes.
So
we're
that
all in.
Says something about where they are, that they initiated that as a team because they love each other. We were like a family on the set last year. And we're all growing spiritually. Our families are growing spiritually as we're trying to produce something that hopefully will be taking a message of truth and light and the gospel to the nations.
Well, you guys have really knocked it out of the park with this one. This is absolutely outstanding. It is touching students, men, you know, I mean, the comprehensive impact of this movie of families, no matter what, is just phenomenal, Stephen. And congratulations for Overcomer. And also congratulations, if I might plug your book, Defined, Who God Says You Are. This is an excellent follow-up, and I recommend you get your hands on this, ladies and gentlemen. Defined. Stephen and Alex have given you a real blessing. It's all from the book of Ephesians, and I got to tell you, this is powerful as well. And it's a good follow-up, and even a Bible study aid if you want to do something with a small group study. And just keep up the great work. And I mean this, that we will continue to be praying, you know, for all that the Kendrick brothers have been doing, and that all that God has planned for the Kendrick brothers and for the team going forward. Thanks again.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallace.